WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. New Year's Eve means an increase in calls to local law enforcement. The first reminder from Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department is to turn down the music.
It's not thumping the person's pictures off the walls next door or is heard down the street, because if it's that loud, then we will probably have to intervene.
Another reminder is no fireworks are allowed inside the city limits of Bryan and College Station.
You can transport them through, but once you open up that package, it becomes illegal.
And you're reminded to have a designated driver whenever there's alcohol. A Navasota man is out of the Brazos County Jail after posting bond following an arrest by Bryan Police for drunk driving with five prior convictions.
According to the arrest report, officers arriving at 2 in the morning on Wednesday blocked a pickup trying to leave the Family Dollar store on Coulter near Texas. The driver, 59-year-old Mickey Chambers, had been in contact with other officers an hour before from another disturbance at the McDonald's on Highway 21. That ended with Chambers agreeing to be taken home by a designated driver. Chambers was also arrested for resisting after having his blood drawn and disorderly conduct. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Brazos County District Court jury this week convicted a Houston man of an armed robbery of a Bryan pawn store the year before last. 21-year-old Robert Guevara was sentenced to 27 years for the holdup of the Cash America pawn store on South Texas the Sunday before Thanksgiving in 2013. In addition to taking an undisclosed amount of money and property, Guevara fired several shots while in the business. The mother of teen U.S. fugitive Ethan Couch has returned to the United States. Tanya Couch was in handcuffs in the custody of U.S. Marshals when she was brought through the Los Angeles International Airport early this morning after a flight from Mexico. Authorities say Ethan Couch fled with his mother to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, as prosecutors investigated whether he had violated his probation. Ethan remains in Mexico in an immigration facility because a judge issued an injunction temporarily blocking his deportation. The Downtown Bryan Association is holding First Friday tomorrow evening. Executive Director Sandy Ferris says there's a special promotion when you go into 16 participating businesses and post on social media your picture with a poster at each location.
Things like, I will travel to blank, or in 2016, I will learn blank. So we're not saying they're resolutions. They're more like just things that they, commitments or things that they would like to do for 2016.
Ferris says winners will receive gift certificates from the businesses. Tomorrow also marks the start of a new open carry law. The Texas Restaurant Association has been fielding calls from concerned owners. Association President Richie Jackson says he's trying to calm fears of some who worry about flocks of open carry customers driving away other patrons.
What we've seen in other states like Oklahoma, where they've enacted open carry, you know, there's just not been, a huge rush.
Jackson says most restaurant owners are waiting to see how customers react to open carry before deciding how to act. For those interested in the new open carry law, the Texas Department of Public Safety has several documents on their website, where we have links at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More local news coming up at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi coming soon. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and luxury limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Are you looking to revamp your business's website before the new year? Aggieland Website Design has the New Year's resolution for you. Sign up today and they'll help grow your brand and present a credible image to complement your online presence. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Boost your business with Aggieland Website Design's unlimited updates. Updates you don't have to manage yourself. Celebrate the new year early with 10% off when you register at AggielandWebsiteDesign.com.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. Keep your staff and coworkers happy and have a well-stocked break room too. With milk, cream, sugar, and snacks, water, and Keurig K-cups. Or you can click Wilton's.com to order all that stuff from the comfort of your office.
Some morning sun followed by afternoon clouds. Temperatures up to 50 to 55 today. Cloudy tonight, the chance for a shower. Overnight lows will fall back to 40 to 45 for New Year's Eve, and it will be breezy. New Year's Day tomorrow, cloudy and breezy. Chance for showers. Highs only 45 to 50 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, scattered showers are possible. Lows will be near 35. Looking ahead to Saturday, we're cloudy with scattered showers, 45 to near 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Fighting Texas Aggies loss to Louisville last night in the Music City Bowl. Hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin after that loss. Talk about some bowl games from yesterday as well as the ones coming up today. It's the college football semifinals and why TCU might be in trouble for their January 2nd tilt against Oregon in the Alamo Bowl. And Trevon Boykin, their starting quarterback, in some hot water. Talk about that and more coming up in sports.
Take us 7-11. So, you know, love going to the Big Blue Monster. It's always great to go there. And, you know, I was over there yesterday. It was pretty deserted for them. But, I mean, I walked in and they had like a bajillion storage things. You know, like those giant plastic
tubs.
Oh, yeah. Deals, you know, you put the lid
floor
on.
Floor to ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I find it interesting. Now, I get the things, the ones that are long and small, so you can slide them under your bed. Okay, that makes sense to me. But to buy something that's, what, 3 feet long and 2.5 feet tall and 2.5 feet wide, okay, and you're going to put stuff in that, and then where are you going to put it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the mobile home will be leaning by the time you get finished doing that.
They're not necessarily putting, like, tax documents in there.
No, I mean, no.
There's probably some big fluffy ornaments.
Okay.
Garland.
Or stuff you have.
Yeah,
like,
just... I mean, I've lifted plenty of boxes. It looks amazingly heavy. You squat down to pick it up and almost throw it over your head.
The world of over acquisition.
Yeah. Maybe you're just really strong, Patrick.
It could be that.
Well,
yeah,
eat
your spinach.
Hey, man.
But saying that to say this, when you ask people why they save stuff in the attic or the garage or someplace, what's the answer?
I might need it later.
You never know, right? I might need it someday. That is what we do. However,
okay.
According to Mike Nelson, he's a professional organizer. He says you probably won't. Fact, in all his years of organizing, he said he estimates that people never again use 95% of the things that they actually save.
You probably won't anymore. I had to, I'm certainly not hoarder level, but I've had trouble letting go of things in the past.
All right.
I'm certainly a collect, I think, oh, I could collect this. I don't have a full collection of anything. Only thing that comes close is Pogs. I still think those are going to make a comeback.
Pogs?
Yeah.
What are those?
Well, just to put it in terms you may understand, I collected those like other people collected Beanie Babies.
Yeah, I understand, but I mean,
okay.
The milk caps. Okay, all right. Because I could say vaguely I remember.
This was
those.
When I was in 7th or 8th grade,
all right,
so
okay.
Many years ago.
All right, yeah.
But.
How many
but
times have it, you moved them?
Once.
Okay, all right. Because that's when you start noticing.
Well, because they were in my bedroom at home, and
but when you
my
gotta,
mom said, okay, it's time for these to go.
But when you got to pack it up, you're going,
yeah.
Why have I been
keeping exactly. Right. But I'm acutely aware they're there.
Okay.
Going back and visiting family and trying to understand, there's a Depression-era mentality for a lot of people who are two or three generations removed from the Depression.
Okay.
You go back and you visit your family members, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles. They did without a lot of people did without a lot, and they saved everything because they would need it later. Scraps of fabric became new clothes.
Uh-huh.
Farm implements became new farm implements.
Right.
Everything was needed so that it could repair something else. Bacon grease was saved. Tin foil was saved. Everything. So we don't need to do that anymore, but we're only a few decades out from that actually just being a way of life.
Okay, that's one kind of saving. But the other also has to do with items that were of better quality.
Absolutely.
And traditional that people nowadays do not have or have any use for. I mean,
right. The hiccup, though, is prioritization.
Right. Talk about a couple that's getting married today.
Okay.
Okay, or in
yes.
this time period.
I have more French white bakeware than I know what to do
right.
with.
But how many fine linens or dish towels do you have?
Ah.
See? I mean, the kind of thing that you really needed and really should still need. I mean, I think of course, I guess you can get those Clorox wipes. And you can pull those out and wipe anything down that you want. But what I'm saying is, you know, if you But those don't even show up on registries anymore because people want to get, like, the ultra-big Keurig, cup thing, and like you said, the French white stuff. And so part of it also has to do with just our society, and a whole bunch of society is not exposed to maybe better things, better quality things that could last really for a long, long time. I mean, it might be a little weird to carry a dish, kitchen towels around for 20 years, but still, they last that long.
Yeah.
And, really good quality.
I belong to a family of closet hoarders, so my father likes to collect papers, not necessarily newspapers, just like old bills and things.
Wow.
And it's amazing.
You only got to keep it for 3 years for the IRS to be happy, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But, now if you do that, then you look at it and go, God, man, look at that. I bought a 4x8 piece of plywood for $3.12 15 years
ago. Depressing.
And now what you have to pay now, right?
I'll tell you what. There's all manner of self-help out there if what you're talking about is cleaning up, getting rid of the clutter, figuring out what to save. One book that I found really instructive, and it's short, and what they really it's by Marie Kondo.
Okay.
And she has this, she made a method. It's an amalgamation of her name, the KonMari method. It's short. I'd recommend buying it and reading it. You probably have a friend that has it. Borrow it. It's really interesting. It's sort of the zen of cleaning up. This is a little 5-year-old. I believe she's Japanese. She's been cleaning since she was 5. That's just where she got it. But if I can distill it down to one phrase, it's, does this item bring me joy?
Okay.
As you're going through your stuff, look at it. Is it sentimental? Yeah, it could be. Someone probably meant it when they gave it to you as a gift. But does this bring me joy now?
My father keeps papers because they hold sentimental value.
Papers bring him joy?
Not my mother, anyway.
Did you ask him why he kept them?
No, he's really not that bad about it, but he's got quite a few. What he's bad about really is tools. And he's got his own shop that he just kind of puts everything in there. My mother doesn't bother with it. She doesn't go in there.
No, there's nothing bad about that. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a healthy thing.
Because they just don't make tools like they used to.
No, they don't. Now, okay, so somehow I got hung up, though, on this book you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what did you say? Go see if a friend has it?
Yeah, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Why would they keep the book, then?
Oh, come on.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
What if you could get the very best food from all around the country with the guaranteed lowest prices? Oh, and what if it's all shipped directly to your door, absolutely free? Well, rejoice, food lovers. DirectEats.com is here. DirectEats gives every consumer the freedom to find the best food at the best prices based on their diet, taste, or needs. That's because at DirectEats.com, the whole country is your supermarket. There's no membership fee, so give it a try. Just go to DirectEats.com and place your order today. DirectEats.com is the largest online natural and organic superstore. From locally made barbecue sauces to an array of nut-free, paleo, gluten-free, or anything and everything in between, the options go on and on. At DirectEats, they have over 20,000 food products at the guaranteed lowest prices, and they ship them absolutely free right to your door. There's no membership fee, so why not get started on your next food adventure? Stop by DirectEats.com today. That's DirectEats.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 719. No, obviously I was kidding, just going for the joke here.
Go ahead.
But here's the deal.
Okay,
so what's the name of the book?
The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up.
Okay, and so let's say that person A has that book. I don't think that's probably anything you gift to anybody suggest.
That's a little presumptive.
But let's say that person B says, I've really got to get rid of all the clutter, and person A says, I have this book.
Yes.
And you give the book to person B.
Yes.
And person B, reads it.
Yes.
And keeps it.
And then they don't bring it back.
Okay, fine. Keeping a tidy home is a practice.
Yeah, and I'm not asking you to defend it, but I'm just saying.
In fact, in the book, she said she doesn't like libraries. That's one thing. Growing up, I was thrilled to go down. We had bookshelf upon bookshelf in our household.
Right.
And I could just look at book spines and say, I want to read this today.
Yeah.
So I totally value that. She doesn't. She says keep like five or six books.
Really?
Yeah, because if you read it, even if you want to reread it, you're probably not going to.
No, that's true. I think that's true. I don't think you reread books very often, but...
I like the permanence of books.
Yes, I think that's very, very true. I think that's well spoken. That's that's one thing that's... But, for instance, the other day, and here's the deal, though, and this is the reason we get those plastic tubs to put stuff in, because we feel better and feel more organized when we don't see that clutter.
Oh, sure.
When that clutter is packed away in such and such, you know. So, because I had a box, like a ream of paper, a case of paper. And I took it out of the box and stacked it up, and somehow I felt better because of that. I mean, why? Because it took up less space, or it took up space, you know, vertically rather than you know, box in the middle of the floor. So I can see the idea of having these containers that you take the stuff and you visually remove it from your world, and you feel like there's some sense of accomplishment. But really, until you make some decisive move as to what you're going to do with it, and that's what this guy is saying, is that just... Don't keep some of that stuff. There's no reason to do that.
At least make a walkway so you can get around.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned hoarders.
Uh-huh.
It's been a few months ago, you know. I don't know. We sat down and watched two episodes of that.
Oh,
and about midway through the second, when you're getting really uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah. Nothing gets the old cleanup, spring cleaning juices flowing like watching episode of Hoarders.
It's the truth. I mean, you just look at that and go, wow, that's, you don't want to be there. So, anyhow, coming up also in the next half hour, mayonnaise. It's not just for your sandwich anymore.
Okay.
We're doing that because Kevin's not here today. Because if he were here, then he would protest all the way through. Also, in the meantime, we'll talk to you about, you know, we know about the biggie when it comes to the celebration of New Year's Eve. I don't know. Do you guys ever watch them drop the ball from
occasionally?
Been a while.
Yeah. I mean, then that's it. It's okay. I've done that. I see that. I don't know why a million people would stand in Times Square to do that. But nonetheless, it's there. But as we go through the morning, there are some other celebrations that may even be a little more fun than that that take place in different parts of the country. And we'll have a look at those as well. In the meantime, hello.
Driving by the Crystal Pistol, I looked up and there's this blue stuff in the air. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that sky? Look, it is. We can actually see the sky this morning.
I wouldn't know, Scott. There's no window in my studio.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Rudy's Barbecue, and Garland Shelton Imports.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's getting dark earlier this month, so you need to get to Rattler's earlier to take advantage of these super December specials. Grab a couple of Mrs. Baird's delicious pastries for breakfast, two for only $2, with your registered Rattler's Rewards card. Stop by and get a midday energy boost with a 2.85-ounce bag of Jack Link's Jerky, buy one, get one free. On the way home from a hard day's work, pick up any 24-pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $29.99. Rattler's. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
724 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, okay, here you go. It's so Michael Bloomberg will push the button That'll make the
left to the 40 steps up.
Yeah, that one too.
Taylor, with your sports update.
So he'll push the button and then you'll hear the play-by-play guy talk about how far it goes down. Anyway, started back in 1907, according to TimesSquareBall.net. The ball's been lowered every year since 1907, with the exception of 1942 and 43 because of the wartime dim out that went on. The ball is 12 feet in diameter. It has 32,000 bulbs. It weighs 6 tons. It's covered with 2,688 Waterford crystals. The drop, which takes a minute, will be watched by a billion people worldwide. Okay, so you got that.
1/7 of the world.
But also, you've got the 600-pound electric moon pie that's going to drop in Mobile, Alabama. Now, see, for my money, much better.
Do they have RC Cola on tap there, too?
I would think they should.
Okay.
It's your favorite midnight snack,
after
all.
Is it a specific flavor?
I think it's got to be the classic, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, because banana leaves, like, that greasy feeling in your mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. And so residents consume 4 million of them a year, apparently, so that's why that's... Or there's the 3-foot-tall, 30-pound wooden flea that's dropped in Eastover, North Carolina. So, and I don't know, I may look up and see if we can find some people to call over on the East Coast, because we've done that. We've talked to the possum drop people. They've actually become pretty well known that they do the possum drop.
I didn't know about the possum.
Yeah, they do it in some general store someplace. I'll find it in here someplace. And you know, and then ASPCA got all angry about it. And so then they just started using a stuffed possum, so they'd shut up and, you know.
One that's already dead.
Exactly. So, you know, you don't have to worry. There's no trauma, because they were talking about the trauma of dropping the possum and what it would do to the poor possum. And
what about the trauma of having to catch the possum in the first place?
Ooh, that wouldn't be
things
fun.
Things are scary.
Yeah. I think they pretty much have him in a have-a-heart trap, and they just kind of lower him that way.
Okay.
So, into some feather pillows on the ground. Anyway, so we'll look into that later. All right, 7:26 is our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, we do have a slight chance of some showers out there, but right now it's looking okay. We got some sunshine out there. It's 54 for a high today. Tonight, a 20% chance of rain at 42. Then on New Year's Day, 40% chance of showers with a high of 46 and a low of 36. Doing about the same thing on Saturday with a somewhat reduced chance of showers. And then they're telling us full-out sunny on Sunday and Monday of next week with high temperatures in the middle 50s. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 10. 89% relative humidity. Chill factor is 36, and our air temperature is 42.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The people who make dishwashers are agitated. They are warning everybody who will listen that consumers could end up with dirty dishes if the Obama administration gets its way. Now, right now, the average ENERGY STAR rated dishwasher uses 4 gallons of water every cycle. Not good enough. The Department of Energy has proposed new limits per load of dishes, 3.1 gallons. But when the companies that make dishwashers, like GE and Whirlpool, tweaked their machines to meet the new rule, the results were terrible. Rob McAver, a lobbyist for the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers, says they found some stuff that was pretty disgusting. Food stuck to the dishes. If the new rule sticks, he predicts people will end up using more energy because they'll have to run the dishwasher twice or maybe rewash the dishes by hand. He also says the real reason for the rule change is political. Department of Energy is pushing the rules to meet greenhouse gas emission goals under Obama's climate plan. It's the global warming hoax again, folks. McAver says that appliance makers want to work with the regime, but not if it means they're forced to make appliances that aren't effective. Now, normally, you don't have to think about your dishwasher after you turn it on. But with liberals, everything is political. Government has invaded every facet of your life, down to the amount of water your appliances are allowed to clean your dirty dishes. And wait till they try to take your air conditioning away from you next. That's coming.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, you're getting a new iPhone, a Galaxy, or some other smartphone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. It just happens. So protecting yours is a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of those big cell phone companies, you are paying way too much. Stop overpaying your carriers. Switch to SquareTrade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. Verizon can charge $9 a month for phone insurance. Sprint, $11. Plus, up to a $199 deductible when you break your phone. SwearTrade phone protection costs half as much, less than $5 a month with a much lower deductible. And switching to SwearTrade's easy, even if you're locked into a 2-year phone contract. So protect your new phone, any phone, with SwearTrade. Stop overpaying and start saving today. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
SquareTrade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan police responding to a pair of disturbances early yesterday morning ended with the arrest of an Navasota man on charges that included drunk driving with 5 prior convictions.
According to the arrest report, 59-year-old Mickey Chambers agreed to be driven home by a designated driver from the McDonald's on Highway 21. Just over 1 hour later, police were sent to the Family Dollar store on Coulter near Texas. Officer learned the driver of a pickup they blocked from leaving the parking lot was Chambers. After failing field sobriety tests, Chambers was taken to the hospital, where he resisted having a court-ordered blood draw and was swearing loud enough for other patients to hear. Chambers is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $13,000. College Station police made a drunk driving arrest during the noon hour Tuesday at a local oil change business. According to the arrest report, 55-year-old Philip Stanley of Odessa told officers he had drank 6 beers in the hour before the oil change. An employee said as he directed the truck into the service bay, the driver accelerated instead of braking. The employee called police after spotting beer cans inside the truck. Stanley's out of jail after posting a $3,000 bond. A Bryan man's been arrested for the 4th time this year and the 2nd in the last 6 months for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. 28-year-old Carol Dickey II was stopped by Texas A&M police during the midnight hour Wednesday without working license plate lights. According to the arrest report, Dickey had 5 active suspensions. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Houston man who was 19 at the time he fired shots inside a Bryan Pawn store before leaving with an undisclosed amount of money and merchandise has been sentenced to 27 years in prison. A Brazos County District Court jury this week found Robert Guevara guilty of aggravated robbery. Guevara is now 21 and has been in jail almost a year since his arrest for the holdup of the Cash America Pawn store on South Texas the Sunday before Thanksgiving the year before last. The mother of teen U.S. fugitive Ethan Couch was in handcuffs in the custody of U.S. Marshals when she was brought through the Los Angeles International Airport early this morning.
Mexican officials have confirmed that Tanya Couch, the mother of Ethan, has been deported to Los Angeles. They say she was sent home because immigration authorities did not receive a judge's injunction, like the one that temporarily blocked the deportation of her son. Ethan Couch will be moved to Mexico City in the next few days and will be deported as a fugitive, a process that could take up to 2 weeks. Tarrant County Sheriff Dee Anderson says it's been a long road.
The frustration is obvious for all of us that want this finally to be resolved and finally want some justice for those 4 families who lost dear family members.
When Ethan returns to the U.S., Anderson says he could face up to 120 days in jail if his probation is moved to the adult system. Tanya will be charged with hindering apprehension, which could land her behind bars for up to 10 years. Austin York, TSN News.
Local law enforcement plans on another busy New Year's Eve for a variety of reasons. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department asks those planning on including alcohol to also have a sober driver.
The last thing we want is anyone getting injured or getting killed this New Year's Eve holiday. So call a friend, call a taxi, a tow truck driver, and then there's also carpool at A&M.
You're also asked to leave your guns stored and locked up.
I know some people think, why would this even happen? But it does. People like to go outside and shoot their guns up in the air. Well, what goes up must come down. One, it's illegal to discharge a firearm in the city limits, but it also can cause damage to someone's property, or it could even, you know, hurt or kill someone.
You're also reminded fireworks are illegal inside city limits of Bryan and College Station. Tomorrow night, New Year's night, means First Friday in downtown Bryan.
People ask us sometimes if we ever cancel First Friday, and the answer is no, we don't cancel First Friday. And even though we won't have all of our businesses open like usual, we do have 16 businesses who will be open.
And Sandy Ferris of the Downtown Bryan Association says at 16 businesses, you're invited to share on social media what's on your bucket list for the new year.
All 16 businesses will have posters inside, laminated posters, and people can go in and fill out a phrase. There's going to be 16 different ones. So they write that on this poster, take a picture of themselves with it, and then they will tag us. It's a Kickoff 2016 and DTB, and we've got that hashtag on the back of the poster.
Each social media posting becomes an entry form for prizes from the Downtown Bryan businesses that are in the promotion. Restaurant owners around the state have been contacting their professional organization about how to handle the start of the new open carry law.
Let's wait and see, you know, whether or not we have, you know, customers who really take advantage of the law and are carrying openly, and they'll make a determination, you know, at that point in time.
Texas Restaurant Association President Richie Jackson says many mom-and-pop owners are still not clear on the law and their legal rights. For those who are interested, the Texas Department of Public Safety has several documents about open carry on our website at WTAW.com or links to the DPS information. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More local news after the Fox News at 8. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
This is Levi Douglas reminding you that it's time to save at Douglas Nissan with our holiday event. Looking for an SUV to fit the whole family? Then this is a great time to choose Nissan Pathfinder. Right now, we're taking $5,000 off MSRP on any new 2015 Pathfinder SL or Platinum. Happy holidays from Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
For more at this price, must finance with NMAC and take delivery from dealer stock. Offer includes $3,000 Douglas discount, $1,500 Nissan customer cash rebate, and $500 NMAC APR cash. Model code 25515 and 25715.
Aggie basketball radio shows are at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road on Monday nights this year. Starting at 6, it's the Gary Blair Show. At 7, the Billy Kennedy Show. Come join both coaches for 2 hours of Texas A&M basketball. Each show features special guests and questions from the audience. Certain Mondays, due to travel schedules and games, only one show may be aired. So go to the Athletics website for broadcast times and stations. It's Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. Aggie basketball. Gary Blair at 6, Billy Kennedy at 7. Hear both on the radio.
7:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop in to see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
We'll start out with some sunshine on this final day of 2015, but as the day goes on, clouds will start to roll in. Highs will be 50 to 55. It'll be cloudy, breezy tonight. May see a shower overnight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Chance for showers. Cooler New Year's Day, 45 to 50. Scattered showers and likely tomorrow night, 35. Chance of showers during the day Saturday. Highs will be 45 to near 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor, and I'm still awake, so that's a good thing. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Texas A&M's loss to Louisville in the bowl game last night. Hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin about that, as well as some live, or not live necessarily, but some game audio from it. Also be talking some bowl games coming up today and some from yesterday, some scores, as well as the TCU Horned Frogs. Their starting quarterback is in some hot water. Trevon Boykin arrested early this morning in San Antonio. Give you all the information on that and more coming up in sports.
So did you stay up for SC Wisconsin?
No, I didn't. I watched a little bit of it, actually, but yeah.
I found out this morning and didn't care anyway, so that was all right. All right, so anyhow, they're going to do the big ball drop. You know, we talked about in Times Square, and they're going to be like 500 million people there and all that stuff.
Way too many.
Yeah. So what if you were in New York and you wanted to be near all the action, the hot spots around Times Square? For $375, you can get the evening of a lifetime at Applebee's. They've got two locations in Times Square. For $899, there's the couple champagne VIP package at TGI Fridays.
Classy.
Now, and since the parties allow them to be near Midtown Manhattan and the ball drop festivities without enduring the cold outside for hours and hours and hours, that's how it really works out well. Two Applebee's locations there, operated by a franchise group, say that they jump-started the whole idea of chain restaurants in New York having a New Year's Eve party about a decade ago. They previously had stayed closed on the evening of the 31st because they thought there'd be too many revelers out there on the street. I find that kind of interesting. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded, as Yogi Berra used to say. The two restaurants, which hold about 400 people, now run close to capacity on that big night. That translates to combined sales of $250,000 that night. Can you imagine that? But see, just being in the midst of it.
The Applebee's thing actually sounds like that's doable. Like, normal people, even though that's a ridiculous amount of money, if you're in New York, you're going to be spending a lot of money anyway.
Certainly. And you get a chance to not be out there in the cold or whatever kind of weather conditions might happen to be there, yet you're close to the situation. About, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, we went between Christmas and New Year to see the windows and all that kind of stuff. And we left on purpose on today, on the December 31st. But as we're walking through the city before we leave, every once in a while, like about every minute and a half or so, a little piece of confetti would drop down.
Really?
Because they keep them up there, and obviously they can't be held completely. But, yeah, so it's kind of neat to see that. And the weather happened to be good, so that was good. Or once again. Yeah.
Oh, 3 years ago, we went the exact opposite direction to Alpine and Marfa.
Oh, okay. To see the lights?
To be away from as many people as possible. Yeah, I saw the lights.
Were they special on New Year's Eve? Is that?
It was especially cold. I think it was 22 degrees plus 15 mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, just to show how times have changed, too, in Times Square. If you saw Tom Hanks dance on the piano keys in the movie Big, that was at the FAO Schwartz flagship store in Manhattan, which, you know,
no longer there.
Well, no, and it was really cool. You know, you could go see that. That was really a big time store. Well, they closed in mid-July because they couldn't justify keeping it open because it costs a lot of money. Yesterday, the Toys R Us in Times Square shut its doors forever.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's got a 60-foot Ferris wheel. I mean, you know, it's pretty cool. It's a Toys R Us, but it's pretty cool. And a 20-foot T-Rex inside and a life-size Barbie dollhouse. All that stuff was on display. The company said they'll find other space and put it in a store in Manhattan. It's just not going to be a Times Square.
Well, it's like those 255-square-foot apartments you were talking about. Those are $10 a square foot.
Yeah.
So
you just,
good luck with that.
You can't afford it. Just can't happen. So anyway, if you're not going to do that, there's the Possum Drop in Tallapoosa, Georgia. And again, not a live possum.
Not anymore.
Not at all. And they've got an Eagles tribute band there tonight called On the Border.
Oh.
The other Possum Drop is in Brasstown, North Carolina, which also they don't use a real possum anymore because of the PETA complaints last year. There'll be a 10-foot giant guitar at the Hard Rock Cafe that will drop while the music of the Bar Caves plays on Beale Street in Nashville tonight. And there'll be a 900-pound acorn that will drop in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Is there a Beale Street in Nashville? I know the one in Memphis.
No, there's not. It says, this is wrong. It says Beale Street in Nashville. I bet that's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet that's, they're wrong. That should be Memphis. The 900-pound acorn in Raleigh and a giant styrofoam olive.
Oh.
14 stories, plummets 14 stories into a 7-foot-tall martini glass, and that will happen in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Really? I know some people that live.
I was going to say, we have a coworker from there.
If we can get that captured, that'd be really pretty cool.
That would be fantastic
to be able to do that.
Have to ask them about that.
Of course, maybe they do it every year, and it's already on YouTube, and so we'll have to look and see. All right, how about this? How about some mac and cheese from McDonald's? Sounds like a no-brainer, right? Fast food is reportedly experimenting, putting it on their menu in just 18 restaurants in the Cleveland, Ohio area. Mac and cheese Happy Meal. Now, you see, there's nothing healthy about that.
Mac and cheese Happy Meal.
How many kids were opting, or kids' parents were opting for the apple slices?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know. I understand. Without the caramel dipping sauce. Yeah. Too, right? Yeah, you can't be doing that. But anyway, the Happy Meal will sell for $3. You can also get it separately as a side dish for $1.75. A portion, it says here, has less than 200 calories. If it's less than 200 calories, it probably doesn't taste very good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese is not, you know, not for the svelte or people who want to be. A McDonald's spokesperson tells CNN Money, customer feedback will determine whether it's rolled out in more test restaurants or if they go ahead and do a wide release. The trial that they're doing will end in February, so we'll see how that plays. Here's the deal, though. I mean, the way to make it work is if you put bacon in there.
Yeah, you go.
I just had some bacon.
Yeah, no kidding.
Bacon
is good for...
Yesterday was National Bacon Day, correct?
Well, yeah, I think so, it was. Did you see that we have cherries in the break room? Chocolate-covered cherries
in
the break room.
No. Oh, man.
What?
That's too much sugar.
It is, exactly. And it tastes like cough medicine on the inside anyway.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928, Twin City Coffee Service.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
America's Declaration of Independence says it plainly. We all have the right to pursue happiness, but many people never find authentic happiness because they believe 3 common lies. The first lie is that life should be easy and fair. Take a look at the world around you. The fact that life isn't easy and fair ought to be one of the most obvious truths we can observe. And yet, we often get disappointed, frustrated, and angry when things don't go our way. The second lie is that we should be better than we are. We struggle with our limitations. Our mistakes often become life-defining. We think, "What's wrong with me? I should be better than this." Many of us believe we should have no weaknesses, no failures, no mistakes. But you can never be happy if you believe you can and should be perfect. The third lie is that we deserve more than we have. We think we deserve a better job, a better home, or a better whatever, fill in the blank. If we can't be grateful for what we have and instead always believe that we deserve more, we're never going to be happy, because ultimately, more is never enough. If those 3 statements about creating happiness are lies, then their opposites are true. Learn to accept that life isn't fair and easy. Work to improve yourself, but accept that you'll never be perfect. And learn to be grateful for what you already have. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I
said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at
846-8400. Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team in Navasota and the deal of the day. Fighting Texas Aggie football was in Nashville last night, squaring off with the Louisville Cardinals in the Music City Bowl.
Snap to Lamar Jackson. Fakes the handoff, runs left to the 40, steps out of a tackle. He's to the 50. Jackson on the loose, 30. Jackson behind the blocker, 20. Cuts back to the middle, 5. Touchdown! He took it all the way!
Freshman quarterback Lamar Jackson ran for a Music City Bowl record 226 yards and 2 touchdowns and threw for 2 more scores to help push Louisville past A&M 27-21. Now the Aggies, who trailed 20-7 at one point, tried to make a late fourth quarter comeback but just couldn't get it done. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
Guys, you know, they played right down to the end. You know, it took 3 phases at the end to give us a chance to win the game. You know, we got stops on defense that we needed. You know, the story is, we had, 3 turnovers?
Two turnovers,
and we couldn't get, you know, we knocked the ball loose and it'd either go out of bounds or lay on the field, and we just couldn't get the ball back and get a turnover when we needed it.
Making his first start for the Aggies, Jake Kubenek completed 28 of 48 passes for 307 yards and 2 touchdowns to go along with an interception. Now, the Maroon and White wrap up the year at 8-5. It marks the second season in a row that they've started out 5-0 before limping to a 3-5 finish. The Aggies weren't the only team playing in bowls yesterday. Auburn routed Memphis 31-10 in the Birmingham Bowl. Mississippi State rolled over North Carolina State 51-28 in the Belk Bowl, and Wisconsin edged number 25 USC 23-21. In the Holiday Bowl. Today it's the big boys with the college football semifinals taking place in Miami and Arlington. Number 4 Oklahoma squares off with top-ranked Clemson in the Orange Bowl. The Sooners and quarterback Baker Mayfield will be looking for some payback after the Tigers downed them 40-6 last year in the Russell Athletic Bowl.
It's an undefeated team. They wouldn't be there without that defense. I mean, they're talented. They're fast. We'll see. We have some pretty fast guys, too. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think it's going to be a good matchup.
See how successful Mayfield is when the two teams kick off at 3 o'clock in Miami. Number 2 Alabama faces off against number 3 Michigan State in the Cotton Bowl. Tide coach Nick Saban, who was the head man in East Lansing from 1995 to 99, says it's no surprise to him that former assistant Mark D'Antonio has been successful.
Most of the time, the guys that are really good coaches that pay attention to detail really buy into doing things the way that you feel that you have to in your organization so that everybody has the best opportunity to be successful. And Mark was one of those guys right off the bat. Certainly not surprising to me that he's done a fantastic job as a head coach.
That matchup is set to get underway at 7 o'clock tonight at AT&T Stadium. A bowl game that isn't part of the college football playoff but is big nonetheless is the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, with number 18 Houston matching up with number nine, ranked Florida State. Kickoff for that one is at 11 a.m. in Atlanta. Now, the 11th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs don't play until Saturday, but that may have to be without starting quarterback Trevon Boykin. NBC 5 Dallas-Fort Worth reports Boykin was arrested in San Antonio early this morning after getting into a bar fight and then trying to assault a police officer. The Frogs are set to face 15th-ranked Oregon January 2nd in the Alamo Bowl. Left-hander Scott Kazmir has found a new team, agreeing to a 3-year, $48 million contract with the LA Dodgers. Kazmir ranked 4th in the American League last year with a 3.1 ERA while going 7-11 for the Athletics and the Astros. LaMarcus Aldridge had 21 points and 12 rebounds as the Spurs routed the Phoenix Suns 112-79 last night. The Spurs also extended their franchise record home winning streak to 28 straight games dating back to last season. Without Stephen Curry, the Golden State Warriors were no match for the Mavericks and Big D, falling 114-91. J.J. Barea had 23 points for the Mavs, who handed the Warriors just their second loss of the season. Golden State will head down I-45 tonight to take on the Houston Rockets at 6. Out on the ice, the best team in the NHL, the Dallas Stars, welcome the Nashville Predators to town for a New Year's Eve showdown. The puck drops for that one at 7:30. And Houston quarterback Brian Hoyer is out of the NFL's concussion protocol and will start on Sunday against Jacksonville as the Texans try to win the AFC South title. Hoyer missed the last two games after suffering his second concussion in less than a month on December 13th. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor. Now here's Kevin with your deal of the day.
And that's going to do it for sports. The gang from Team of Navasota got a little hung up, so they wanted me to pass along a few things to you. They have both new and used cars and trucks from Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, plus a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles. That's just one of the reasons they have the 10 under 10. They always have at least 10 cars or trucks on the lot under $10,000. Perfect for the first-time buyer, maybe the first car for a student driver. You can get a farm or a work truck or maybe something you just want to have on hand out at the deer lease. If you have or want to buy a new truck from them, they'll do some custom work for you as well. I'll let Mike tell you about that.
Texas Custom Outfitters there in Navasota. They'll do anything you can pretty much do to a truck. Great job, quick turnaround, quality work, and everything's still under warranty.
And they've recently started a thing called Free Car Friday. The last Friday of every month, they're giving away a free car. All you have to do is go to teamofnavasota.com. Up on the right-hand side, you'll see Free Car Friday. And Team of Navasota has three great locations. And that's going to do it for sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Handle every chore for less with a John Deere 3E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. John Deere 3E tractors are ideal for loading, mowing, digging, and landscaping and are loaded with easy-to-use features that provide all-day comfort. Right now, get a new 4-wheel drive 3E compact utility tractor, loader, rotary cutter, and box blade with 0% financing and $2,200 off. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends January 31st, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Did you fall into the holiday weight gain trap? Are you ready to get in shape? Get started on a path to a healthier, happier you. The friendly professional staff at AeroFit wants to help you be the healthiest you can be. With their exclusive Smart Start program and elite training staff, you can be assured they can get you in the best shape of your life. And with monthly dues starting at only $24.99, you can afford the best in fitness with AeroFit. AeroFit is more than just a gym. With swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus on-site childcare, AeroFit has so much more than anyone else in town. AeroFit is locally owned and operated. Plus, the clubs are clean, safe, and not overcrowded. What more could you ask? The best in fitness and personal training services and memberships starting at $24.99 at AeroFit. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthier you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
There you go, about 3 minutes still. News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, what's going on there? Okay, yeah. So, what I wanted to do was that like family Christmas audio? Okay. Anyway.
No clue.
I know, yeah. So anyway, so how much of the game did you watch?
Till about the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Till I was ready. And they actually staged a comeback. I'm glad I left when I did, or I would have watched the whole game.
So, oh, yeah, no, I did. But it ended by 10 o'clock, so it was perfect. You know?
Yeah.
It's not when they said it would end, but, you know, they did it. 10 o'clock. All right, the International Video Game Tournament officially underway in Las Vegas. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when's the consumer electronics? That's still a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
so.
It's still, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Coming up.
All right, they're holding the money for you. No winner in last night's Powerball lottery. $334 million on Saturday night. Tuesday night's Mega Millions, no winner. That means Friday night, $130 million. Just so you
fingers
know.
Crossed.
That's it. So, do you have to do Chip show today? Because he never works during the holidays.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I think we're going to be playing CBS, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I got you. All right. So, what are your thoughts? Where's A&M right now?
Ooh, goodness. You know, I really don't know. Kevin Sumlin has to make a change with something. Probably would become on the offensive side of the ball. I'm not for sure how many coaching staff changes he plans on making.
Yeah.
Jake Spavital seems to be like a popular choice to go.
I thought
the offensive line looked terrible last night.
I did too. I thought they looked terrible.
Most of the year, and so that's Hayden Christensen's or Dave Christensen, excuse me, mm-hmm. Hayden Christensen's the actor. Dave Christensen's department, and so both of those guys might not be here come September, but we'll see. You would expect to hear something within the coming days, next couple of days.
Now, and I don't know enough about the coaching business to know this, but if you are an up-and-coming coach and there's a head coach who may have some heat, I mean, I think there's heat on Kevin Sumlin now. Do you go to that program or do you wait for something else? Do you stay where you are? As far as getting a new assistant, if you're an up-and-coming assistant, do you want to go to a school, Texas A&M, for instance, if, in fact, the head coach is having to fade some heat?
I mean, if the money's right.
Yeah, and I don't know. I just don't know how that world works necessarily. But again, yeah, the really good assistants are making $1 million a year. That's for sure. But there are a lot of folks who have paid a lot of money invested in this program who are not happy campers today. And so we'll see.
And is he a victim of his own early success?
Well, it could be. Well, as again, you can see what happens when you have an electric quarterback. We just happened to see one. He was on the other team last night. That guy's probably going to be pretty good. Sorry, it's 8 o'clock. WTA.